State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
This is State of Opportunity Outtakes. I'm Dustin Dwyer. Yesterday, we had a story about teacher evaluations and how the process might be changed to make evaluations less about punishing bad teachers and more about giving feedback so all teachers can have ideas for how to improve. So for that story, I interviewed Thomas Kane, a researcher at Harvard who's been one of the driving forces behind the teacher evaluation movement in the U.S., though he hasn't been entirely pleased with how evaluations have been implemented in most places. As part of his research, Kane led a $45 million study called Measures of Effective Teaching. The study looked at not just how to set up good evaluation measures, but how to use that information to drive teacher improvement. And in our piece yesterday, we included a clip from Kane where he talks about using video to improve the teaching practice. Today, I wanted to bring you more context on that clip, because after years of research, Kane doesn't just believe video is one tool to improve teaching. He believes it might be the best tool. Here is an outtake from our interview. Imagine you're in an elevator. There's a governor standing right next to you, doesn't matter where from, but the governor says to you, I want to make the teachers in my state better, all of the teachers better. I don't just want to get rid of the bad teachers. I want to make all of my teachers better. What do you tell them on that elevator ride to do as a governor?
I would say that the best way to send a message to teachers and to principals that the evaluation process is as much about improvement and feedback as it is about accountability would be to show some trust, some professional trust to teachers by giving them video cameras and say, here, you collect 4 or 5 lessons that you're particularly proud of, and we'll train your principals to sit down and watch these videos with you and provide comment and feedback on those, and those will be the subject of, the focus of your evaluation. I actually, think that that would have a number of advantages. It would allow principals to take the time and attention they should be spending on this observation process by allowing them to shift those duties to quieter times of the day or week. A second advantage is the video provides an artifact for a principal and a teacher to discuss together, and I think it's much more effective than an observer's notes, that the teachers who are struggling, in my experience, it's been because they're not noticing things going on in their classroom. Well, it's neurologically impossible to remember something you didn't notice in the first place. So if you're sitting down with a principal and the principal's reading their notes about what happened in your class, if you have no recollection of exactly what the principal is talking about, it just becomes a sort of a defensive discussion between you and your principal. Whereas if you're both watching the same video, this just provides the basis for a very different kind of conversation. And a third benefit of having video is that it makes it possible to get experts from outside the school involved in the feedback and evaluation process. And that might be particularly valuable in rural parts of Michigan. So that's what I would say. I would say as quickly as possible, find a way to give teachers the tools to include video as a key part of the evaluation process.
It makes me think of professional sports. Is the message
exactly.
To principals be more like NFL coaches?
So I find that when I'm talking about this, if there's a high school football coach in the room or, a high school basketball coach or tennis coach, immediately a light bulb goes off in their heads because, of course, in those areas, video has been used for years. And for some reason, we've never taken teaching seriously enough and expertise in teaching seriously enough to use the tools of video to allow teachers to get that kind of feedback that athletes get to improve their practice and see what they're doing in the classroom.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.